For more audios, go to www.wordchurch.biz. That's B-I-Z.
We thought we knew what to do about fixing a car one time, but we didn't. And here's what it would do, my granddad and I. You'd go out on a road, and my granddad believed in the multiple trial method of fixing things. So we put a carburetor kit in, which is an amazing thing to do. We did various things. You get out on the road, the thing would just stop. We thought it was the fuel filter. Sometimes the car does stop with the fuel filter. And we thought that was it, and that wasn't it. Because you'd get out on the road and the car would just stop. You'd have to wait a while, then you could drive it further. Then it'd stop, and you'd have to wait a while, drive it further. So one day we got the idea, well, let's try putting a fuel pump on. Put a fuel pump on, it was perfect. And my granddad danced a jig in front of the car because we knew we had it. Sometimes it's something that needs to be done. Something is out of whack and it needs to be straightened out. Well, when they came back from Babylonia, because they'd been dragged off there, the place lay in ruins, they came back to rebuild the temple. They built the walls and rebuilt the temple. But they kind of stopped doing the temple. Things weren't going right. Crops weren't coming in right. It just seems like everything was going wrong. They were being persecuted some, so that explains why they were stopping. But Haggai the prophet came, and also Zechariah the prophet. But Haggai the prophet told him this. The reason you're having so much trouble is that you're building your own houses, but the temple of God is in ruins. Mm-hmm. Wasn't they that they were supposed to not build a house? It's that the kingdom, the temple came first. They work on that, then they work on their houses. And it says this. It says on a certain day, when they laid the foundation of the temple, and I won't go read this, it says, from that day forth, I blessed you. You're blessed from that day forth. When they started doing that, it changed everything and they started prospering. And the crops came in and everything. So a lot of times, it's just some little adjustment that needs to be made. And you've got to figure out, you've got to understand from God and be willing from God to get in that little change. Well, all this, though, was about really something else. If you notice, when on Mount Moriah, where the temple was built, it says in Hebrews that about Abraham almost sacrificing Isaac, he said he received him back as a figure. It was as what was going to happen. What was going to happen? Well, Jesus had gone to that temple, by the way. That was very important for him to go to that temple. When he was 12, he taught at the temple. A little kid, and he taught at the temple when he's 12 years old. Gotten arguments and things. He was teaching with the scribes and everything. He had probably a lot more wisdom than they had, obviously, even at 12. He confounded them. But he came there and went to Jerusalem, and it says in Hebrews that Isaac, not being killed, so to speak, rose from the dead. Having trouble with my grammar today. He rose from the dead, and that Abraham received him back as a figure, it says. That is, it was prophesying that Jesus would rise from the dead. And that's what he did. But it also says in Hebrews that there's an earthly temple, and it's in Hebrews 9 if you want to read about this. I'll just tell you about it. There's an earthly temple. But that is only a picture of the heavenly temple. There's actually a heavenly temple. It says Jesus offered his own blood in that heavenly temple. And now, see, there's no more sacrifice. There's no more of that. That isn't needed anymore. It says right here, this is marked in this Bible. I guess somebody was reading this Bible last night. But it says the first agreement, this is Hebrews 9:1. I will read it. Hebrews 9:1. The first agreement had rules for worship and a man-made place for worship. The holy tent was set up for this. The first area in the tent was called the holy place. Somebody gets a new phone and they have to try it. In that it were the lamp and the table with the bread that was made holy for God. Behind the second curtain was a room called the most holy place. In it was a golden altar for burning incense. When they would bring the thing in, it had a censer. And the ark covered with gold that held the old agreement. Inside the ark was a golden jar of manna, Aaron's rod that once grew leaves, and the stone tablets of the old agreement. Above the ark were the creatures that showed God's glory. So he's describing it in there. He says, when everything in the tent was made ready in this way, the priest went into the first room every day to worship, but only the high priest could go into the second room, and he did that only once a year. He could never enter the inner room without taking blood with him, in which he offered to God for himself and the sins of the people. Now, what he's going to say here is actually, this is trying to tell you something. The Old Testament a lot of times tells you a story, but there's a story in there if you listen to it. It says, the Holy Spirit uses this to show that the way into the most holy place was not open while the system of the old tent, the old covenant times, was still being used. This is an example for the present time. It shows that the gifts and sacrifice offered cannot make the conscience of the worshiper perfect. These gifts and sacrifices were only about food and drink and special washings. They were rules for the body to be followed until the time of God's new way. What David was doing there and what was happening, it was a picture of what was to come. What was to come? It was the whole world was going to have this different way of doing things that made everything right. Just like David had a different way of doing things, we're going to sacrifice right here and we're going to build a temple right here. When they got to the time of Haggai and they torn down that, not they, but the enemy had torn down that temple and they were building another one, that temple, when they started building it, they were prospered. They made that change and they were prospered. Now, it carried on down from that time, about 400 or 500 years, to the time of Jesus. By then, Herod had built a grand temple. Oh, it was so grand and everything. But that's where Jesus walked into. Was that same temple that was rebuilt or built up. But all that was going to pass away because it was all about what Jesus did. Do you think God just does something and then tries to explain it later? No, he built it up for hundreds of years. He said, in the Garden of Eden, he said something about the sacrifice of Jesus, about what Jesus was going to do. He said, the serpent harmed his heel, but he'll destroy his head. He was talking about what was going to happen to Satan eventually through his son Jesus, all those thousands of years before. He in Abraham being sacrificed, he was giving a figure of what was to come. And here it's called the new way. And here it talks about it here in Hebrews. But when Christ came as a high priest of the good things we now have. You know, I think what a lot of people are doing, a lot of Christians are doing, no offense at all intended, but what a lot of people do is act as though this isn't all done. Mm-hmm. But it is all done. It's all done. It's a new way that's already done. It says, but when Christ came as the high priest of the good things come, we now have. Of the good things we now have, he entered greater and more perfect tent. How many times did you do that? Once, because it was done forever. It is not made by humans, does not belong to this world. In other words, this was all about the heaven, something going on in the heavenlies, in heaven, that this was a picture of. That there is a holy place in the heavens, and that's what was going on all these thousands of years. Christ entered the most holy place only once and for all time. I mean, you think it's done or not? It's done. You don't have to mess with guilt and all that because it's atoned for. It's taken care of. He did not take with him the blood of goats and calves. His sacrifice was his own blood, and by it he set us free from sin forever. You would think, by the way some people act, Lord bless them, that there's something else to do. He did all there is to do. The blood of goats and bulls and the ashes of a cow are sprinkled on the people who are unclean, and this makes their bodies clean again. How much more, if that's all true, how much more is done by the blood of Christ? He offered himself through the eternal Spirit as a perfect sacrifice to God. His blood will make our consciences pure from useless acts so that we may serve the living God. For this reason, Christ brings a new agreement from God to his people. Those who are called by God can now receive the blessings he has promised. See, what David did, when David discovered this secret that he needed to sacrifice before God and he needed to build the temple and all this, when he discovered that, he gave it everything he had because he'd found the secret. And basically Solomon did that too, but Solomon got off later in his life and he basically worshipped idols. But it's saying here that, look down in verse 23, so the copies of the real things in heaven had to be made clean by animal sacrifices, but the real things in heaven need much better sacrifices. Christ did not go into the most holy place made by humans, which is not only a copy of the real one. He went into heaven itself and is now before God to help us. This is all done. If people realized this was all done, it would make a huge difference, because they would start living off of what's already done and not still striving for something that's already been done. Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you it's true. We thank you it's the pure word from heaven. And you explain the old in the new. You explain the Old Testament in the new. As one person called it, he called it one of the books in the Old Testament, the Gospel of Isaiah, because there was so much prefigured and talked about that was coming that had to do with the new covenant. And the whole Old Testament is that way. It's about the new covenant that is coming. And that's what we saw today, and we thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name.